NGU, KN4, VWA. WA Mobile.
Hey, W4CTW, this is Tyler. How you doing this morning?
For CDW, correct?
TW, Charlie Tango Whiskey.
Roger, roger. W4CTW. Tyler, what's happening this morning? I'm wet. This is Steve.
Same situation. Just driving into work, trying to get my last day of the weekend, and it is raining on me pretty hard over here in Greer.
Not from Greer, are you?
Oh, I grew up in Simpsonville. I didn't move to Greer until I was in high school, so I never picked up the Greer.
You knew exactly where I was going. Yeah, I could tell you weren't from Greer. So I have to work about, I've got to probably work until about 10 o'clock. I got to be there at 8:30, work until about 10 o'clock. And then I'm going to go play hooky.
What I want to do this morning, I'm only on the hook till 12, but man, I tell you what, with the rain, it was hard to drag myself out of bed this morning.
I only work whenever I want to. And I used to have my own, or I still have, sort of have my own business. And I get to pick and choose who I work with. And I tell you what, it's nice. Because this is the first day this week I've chosen to do any work. And I pretty much slept in all week in the rain. And it was so nice.
Sounds like a good deal. I work in construction in the electrical business. And normally this time of year, historically, January, February, March is pretty slow for us. Not a lot of new jobs coming out of the ground with the cold weather and rain, snow, that kind of thing. But I don't know. I guess it's because everything got delayed the past 2 years. This year is one of the busiest times we've ever had. Regardless of time of year, it's just been insane.
Well, would you consider a little quickie Saturday? Easy job?
Absolutely, if I could help, what kind of job is it?
Need a light, you know, that comes on at dark and goes off in the daytime. Just a small fixture installed in under an underhang on the front of my building, and just run the power back to the power panel and down in the power panel, and I'm off to the races. Like I said, it's fast, quick, and easy.
Too bad. I did something similar. I have a shed at my house. I wired up similarly. I've got motion lights on either side of it. Probably. How far is it from the panel?
Probably it's 24 feet plus about 4 feet. The overhang is about 4 feet. So I'd say about 28 feet to the panel. And then, you wouldn't have any down on the overhang, but you'd be down to the panel, so, you know, not much.
You might not get away with a 25-foot roll of wire by the time you have to, you know, snake around some joists and stuff, but you probably get away with 50. Nowadays, that stuff's so expensive, you want to buy as little as possible.
Oh, it. So what would something, now, it's in a pole building. You know what I mean by a pole building?
A pole barn or something like that?
Yes, sir. So, anyhow, we had it bricked, and it's got office suites in it, and just need to get the wire pulled right straight back there over the top and into the power panel, and we'll be off to the races.
If you get, you look on my QRZ page, you'll see my email there. You can shoot me an email about it, and if I can't do it, I'm sure I know someone who can for you.
Well, yeah, every now and then I just get small stuff like that. And, as a matter of fact, I could stand to have a small street light installed on the back of the building. And I'd provide the materials. You come and do the labor, man, we'd have us a combination going there. Is that a possibility?
The only reason I say I might give you somebody that I know to do it is my company doesn't usually like me doing any kind of, like, side work on the weekends. I'm only supposed to do work for them, and I don't do much of that work much myself anyway. I'm in the office. I do mostly estimates and management and that type of stuff and do the design work, but I can do that, but they don't like me going out and doing stuff.
But see, this is the kind of stuff that I can't get anybody to come out for. The companies, they look at it and say, well, it's just too small. Or if, you know, well, all right, we'll do it, but we're going to charge you a day.
Well, for that kind of stuff, I always recommend him to people with these kind of jobs. He's real good. He, like, you know, specializes in doing small stuff. He's kind of semi-retired. But, like I said, shoot me an email, and I will send you his contact information, and I think you'll probably be pretty happy. Everybody I've sent him to has been.
You in a situation where you could write?
Try it. Give me a second. Here, go ahead.
All right. The name is Steve, and if you'll text his information to 864-879-4228, I'd really appreciate it because, like I said, it's over there on Batesville Road in Greer, and this little small stuff that I can't get to anymore, you know, I got new knees and I can't flex my knees like I used to. It's too small of stuff for the big companies to come out on, and I just need to get it done occasionally, so small stuff, man. And I'd appreciate it if you'd send me that.
Sure, that was right, 864-879-4228.
Affirmative.
Here, which I'm pulling in the parking lot, I will get his contact info pulled up and I'll send it to you.
Fantastic, my man, I appreciate that. Well, so you work out of Greer?
Greer, I'm right here kind of on the borderline, Greer and Duncan. My office is right off of Highway 80 across the corner from the inland port.
Right there next to Ma's Bar, are you?
I'm up from Ma's Bar.
Careful there, you sound like you know it well.
Over the years, it like to clock out of work and then go head up to Ma and me's and hang out.
I think the city of Greer and the Spartanburg County Sheriff's Department kind of tamed that place down a little bit. They needed to. There for a while, they were having some really rough stuff going on.
A few, authentic beer joints around Greer, and I think most of them either went under or they cleaned them up, like you say, in the past 5 to 10 years. I think the one I always heard the most about where there were lots of goings-on was, I think it was called Under the Moon up on 29 right there in between Greer and Taylor's, and I remember driving by and looking at it and think, I don't know that I would drink anything in there.
Excuse me. Under the Moon was right there, and there was a place across the street, and I would never have walked in there without a .45 on my hip, man. I tell you what. Those were some rough places.
KD4FDI, W4FCM.
Front door, I'll let you go. I'll say 7-3. It was good talking to you, and I'll send you that information and hope to talk to you again here soon.
Good deal, buddy. Listen, I really appreciate the help on that, and appreciate the ride-along. I'm just about to get down to Wade Hampton myself, so you have a good morning and try to stay moderately dry. Good morning, Fred. Yay, mobile.
4PXV, also mobile.
Staying dry. Hope you're not having to run in and out of it. KN4VWA, Steve.
4PXB, Lloyd. No, once I get to work at Spartanburg County, the local government, I'll be inside because I'm the server manager, so definitely won't have to go back outside, etc. except to lunch and going back home.
I'll tell you what, so you're pretty much a fixed base operation.
Unless one of the 13 sites that we have servers at go down, so then, you know, pretty much mostly I'm stationary because I can remote into the servers and fix what I need to unless it's physically, you know, down by the operating system or power.
Now, you don't include the schools, do you?
Schools are actually controlled by the state IT.
They've got to have their own system of security. Yep. Well, so, Spartanburg County, you say? Or not? No, yeah, Spartanburg County, not city?
County.
You do the sheriff's department?
Control the backups and their email server and their domain controller.
Well, that's got to be a pretty busy job then. Matter of fact, I imagine you have to run all kinds of firewalls and security on that, don't you?
We got 70 different servers, and like I said, we've got an external firewall. We got all kind of firewalls at the 13 different sites. They also have a firewall. And the coroner's network also has a separate firewall because their data, according to CGIS and SLED, has to be behind another protected firewall that also does not allow the computers to get to the internet, so people can't risk hacking the system. So we got to have a separate secure network for the coroner's office.
Goodness gracious, I'm behind a school bus, and it is puffing blue smoke, and that stuff's getting up my nose and making me sneeze. Golly gracious, it's almost as bad as some older women's perfumes that make me sneeze. Woo-hoo!
I'm pretty bad. Yesterday, I can, myself and another person can truly count their blessings. I was coming home on Highway 14 from Greer, and the idiot was actually walking in the road on the far right lane where it's three lanes, and just happened to be that I was riding the closer to the white line of that lane, and because he was wearing solid gray, I didn't see him till he was pretty much at the middle of my passenger door, and I would have hit him if I'd have been any closer to the curb.
The only thing that I can say to that is you just cannot fix stupid.
That, you know, that I got a shirt for Christmas. It says, I can fix stupid, but it's going to hurt.
Okay. That's pretty good. Well, you know, that goes back to that old thing of Pavlov's dog. If you give an animal enough rewards, they'll learn, you know, and if that guy walks out there in the middle of that road enough, I think it'll only take one time to teach him. I hope he survives it.
And the first part of that shirt says, it said, I'm a U.S. vet, said, I can fix stupid, but it's going to hurt.
Yeah, the only t-shirt like that I got that's really funny is I ride a Harley Davidson, an old Heritage Softail, and I've been riding something with two wheels and a motor since I was 8. And my daughter-in-law got me a t-shirt. I don't know if you remember that TV show, The Sons of Anarchy. Well, this thing says, let me see if I can remember it exactly right now. Hang on a second. Gone blank, but anyhow, it's Sons of Arthritis, ibuprofen chapter.
Yeah, one of the other shirts that I got for Christmas, it says, I'm a U.S. vet. It says, don't mess with a veteran that can take you out from another zip code.
So where did you serve?
4 years in Army. I got retired in 2007 with, you know, 24 years of service.
Did you retrain for computers, or did you, was that your MOS in?
No, I just did that on the, while I was in the military, I learned, you know, some computer stuff, and then, but I started out in the military as radio communication repair, and then went to hydraulic system repair, and then went to being forward observer.
Field FO?
For the, you know, you direct artillery or the aircraft to hit their target when they're shooting.
This is called the drone guys, aerial FOs. I didn't know if you guys had that or not.
They probably do, but that was definitely well outside what I did. Like I said, I was pretty much had the GLID or the laser right there on the target when the either aircraft would release a missile or the artillery would, you know, when they were firing, I would tell them, you know, tell them to go, you know, further or shorter or...
MOS is exactly what my dad did in Korea, except he strung wire. Whole different world, isn't it?
What, for the communication side of it?
Yeah, he was calm, and he strung field phones. He had a Jeep with a trailer and had something like 3 or 4 miles of wire on the back of that Jeep that went back to command. And one day he was up on the top of this hill, and this lieutenant was trying to direct fire in there with a colonel standing on his shoulder. Got all nervous and just about dropped on our guys, almost a friendly fire situation. And he grabbed it up away from this lieutenant and said, "Son, stand down. Take a walk." And he looked at my dad and says, "Can you fire this mission?" Dad says, "Sure I can, man." He didn't use those terms. He says, "Yes, sir." He got the map, pulled it up, got the coordinates, radioed it back in, dropped the mission with smoke. That's what they used to do back in those days. First volley was smoke. He adjusted and dropped it right in where they needed it. And Dad went from a corporal to a sergeant in one slash, just that quick. That colonel moved him up and had him tailing him everywhere he went.
Yeah, that is definitely good. That's a good way to do it. All right, I'm definitely in my work site, so I'll have to say 73 until later on.
Stay healthy, stay safe, and just get her done, son. Thank you for your service. KN4 VWA, on the road again.
Yeah, W4DJW, you ready to go fine?
Quack, quack. Hey, whoa, wait a minute. What was that little McDonald's commercial with the little kids in the rain slickers? They were all walking in a line with their McDonald's bags years ago, and they get quack, quack, waddle, waddle, quack, quack, waddle. Let's go use the pontoons, Dave.
If anything else but flying. Where are you headed out this morning?
Regular old regular customers that called in and said, "Steve, I got a thing in my computer. I've got it to give me a flag. We're on time to get this annual calibration done. When can you come?" So I'm going down to do his annual calibration this morning. Get there. I'm hoping to get there at about 8:30. Then I'll wait Hampton and Taylor's and get that knocked out. And then I'm hoping to be back home by about 10:30. So that's all I got to do today. And then I got the grandbaby coming at 4:30. I get to do the grandpa thing for the rest of the weekend again, which just suits me right down to the ground. I got a fella coming this afternoon at about 4:30 to look at my tower.
In terms of purchasing it or putting it up?
I hope he puts it up.
Oh, okay, so you're selling the tower. Is that right?
I've got a 50-foot Ron 25 that has the mast piece in the top, and I was going to put it up against the side of my building, but decided not to. I just did something else up there on the crown of my building, and I'm using that ATOS antenna. So, and it's just, I've, you know, contacts in South America, Europe, and it's just doing just fine on that old AT4, or rather FT450. So, you know, and that's all I really wanted it for, was just to play with a little bit down there. It's not a serious setup like up in my house.
Any progress learning about digital radio?
I watched some videos last night, and the thing that I'm having trouble with is all in acronyms, all the CPS, DPE, the, you know, all the different alphabet soup. You know, you come up on something, they describe it with alphabet soup, and then I got to go get a definition and see what that is. You know, and if you're just getting fresh into DMR, hey, nobody's going to know what all those are. That's a little bit irritating, but I am slowly coming along. I'm starting to learn the basic on what I'm calling the batch, the ladder batch. So, you know, the way they've got the construct on the zones and groups.
But I'm learning fusion, and it's got a lot of, so the same kind of thing. Auto mode selection, AMS. So you have an FM mode, and you have an AMS mode, an auto mode selection. And then you have a fusion mode, and then you have a VM, and I don't know what that is, but anyway, I'm going through the same learning curve. Did you know that Shane was able to fire up his 857 last night?
Here, I got all up involved in something last night, and I got back. I mean, I turned on my Echo Link just in time to check in on the Echo Link, and beyond that, I had to turn it off and finish what I was doing. But no, I had not heard. So I'm assuming that Gary had gave him a higher rated power supply. That's not one of those switching things, super sensitive deals, and it popped right on, right?
So he bought it from Gary, and I don't know if it's switching or not. I think the power supply that he had was really old, and it may use voltage drop instead of current flow sensing for circuit protection, and that's why it was tripping. And this newer one that he got from Gary had no problems. I keyed right up, talked to him last night before I headed out to the airport, and it sounded good.
That 857.
Yeah, late last night he was on it. He said he threw my call sign out there, but I wasn't in the hot ham shack. So later I came by before I was getting ready to leave to go to the airport, and I heard him talking to somebody. So after he finished up that QSO, I jumped in there with him, and he was on the 857, and it sounded good.
Well, how about that? Well, hey, I knew that had to be a good radio. I mean, it was absolutely factory fresh, pristine.
Well, I thought Robert may have picked up one from somebody who had trouble with it. He was just going to work on it and fix it. So that's the only thing that worried me, is if Robert got a really good deal on it himself and was going to fix a broken radio and just never got around to it. That's the thing that was in the back of my head the whole time. Anyway, I'm glad it turned out and worked good for him, and glad that's over.
And, he had some awfully good stuff there. It's just real good stuff. I can't imagine some of it not working. Now, I can see a few of those handhelds with the possibility of a finished battery, but, you know, beyond that, you know, you put a battery on it, something like that, and it should just take off and run like a house fire.
Putting them in all the available plugs downstairs around the kitchen and sunroom, or breakfast room, I was plugging them in everywhere. I think I got six of them charged up, plus my handheld. I was down there, and I had all of them lined up along the windowsill, and they were all tuned to this frequency. And somebody would key up, and it'd sound like you're in a room with them, because they'd be coming out. It's like six different speakers. Anyway, most of them work. I couldn't get the Motorola's to work. Well, I think one of the Motorola's works, none of the others. I think the batteries are shot on those. But everything else appears to work. There's a couple of fail things I can't find a charger for, so stuff like that. But for the most part, most of the handhelds are working. And I'm spending my time now trying to learn Fusion.
I just got a phone call, and I pulled up at my location, so I'm going to run on in and do my, take this call and run on in and do my stuff. So let me say 73s, and I'll try to catch you when I get back out of here, okay? 73s, KN4 VWA, I'm clear after your final.
Sounds good. Be careful out there in the rain. KN4 VWA, W4 DJ, W clear.
KO4R.